Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
A new institute at Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine is going to try and find out why and whether there's a way to slow or reverse the aging process and the toll it can take on people's health. The director of the new institute and chair of medicine at Northwestern is Dr. Douglas Vaughn. He joins us now. And doctor, I know you're a cardiology specialist, so I imagine these tests that you're going to be putting people through to assess their physiological rather than chronological ages will have something to do with the heart, but also many other things. What are you going to be doing exactly?
Well, you're absolutely right. Aging affects all of our systems, so we will provide a package of measurements that touch on really every organ system, everything from your pulmonary function to your heart rate variability to your grip strength to your cognitive function to and include molecular measures that seem to be very strong indicators of biological age.
So as you're trying to assess folks' actual age and differentiate between physiological age and chronological age, how will the tests differ from what we go through for a typical physical?
Well, we'll do things that are really not included in a typical physical. They don't typically determine things like your heart rate variability. They don't typically measure things like your pulse wave velocity. They don't typically measure even your grip strength. So really, it's a whole different spectrum of measures and exercises to go through. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're not completely dissociated from what you go through in real life, but they really are functionally defined and included because they are factors or measures that change as we age.
So is the idea here give people some guidance on things they can do to stay young?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, I think that would be a common interest of many people that come in. But really, we want to be able to be precisely track the velocity of aging in large numbers of people and provide some insights and start doing clinical trials to see if we can slow down the process or even reverse the process in some people.
How much can we do? Genetics play they play the largest role in all this or not?
Well, you might be right. I'm not sure that's true. I mean, there are certainly people in the world that have genetic variants that cause them to age at a much more rapid pace. We see people like that in the hospital quite frequently, but those are pretty rare individuals. There may be genetic factors that actually keep you from aging, and we've discovered one of those factors in an old order Amish community in northeastern Indiana. So it's probably a combination of environment and genetics, and in each given individual, it's probably a different balance between those two.
Should we start living like the Amish? Get rid of our automobiles and a few other things?
Well, it's not all the Amish. It's only the carriers of a specific genetic variant in that community that seem to be protected. The rest of them, even though they live the same lifestyle, and that's kind of a nice control of it, that doesn't seem to affect it too much.
What's the ultimate goal for the Institute?
Yeah, you know, it's very pragmatic. It's to prolong the health span of our fellow citizens. We're not trying to make people immortal. We want to just push back the onset of disease.
And the headline that caught my eye and the reason why we wanted you to come on, I saw in the Tribune, your biological age may be different from your real age.
Yes.
And I thought, well, how much does your mental attitude have to do with this? If you think young, you act young, or is it the other way around? If you're acting young, you'll think young.
Well, maybe if you feel younger, you act younger.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good start, wouldn't it?
That'd be a good start.
Well, keep us posted. I'm fascinated by this, and Dr. Douglas Vaughn is the Northwestern Medicine Cardiology Specialist, who is the director of this new institute, and I can't think of better things to study than this, Doc.
No, the mystery of aging is being revealed to us now, and so we want to tap into that and impact on the health of our fellow Chicagoans.
Sounds like there is a lot to learn in this department.
No doubt, but we've already learned a lot.
All right, we look forward to future visits with you. Let's all stay healthy and young.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Doc. Thanks. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. We'll